What is up, everybody, and welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is Zachary Reality, and we are here with the next bachelorette, Jenna
I
Palick.
hope not, because that would mean something didn't work out in my current relationship. But
Yeah.
hi, it's been a
Hi.
minute.
I know I'm so excited to chat with you, and I'm so excited to get your takes on The Bachelor.
Yes, thanks for having me. I look a little crazy right now. I came from a fitness class, ran in the shower, got ready real quick, so I feel like I need to make that disclaimer, but
No, you look
I'm ready to
beautiful.
chat.
You look beautiful,
Thanks.
natural glam. When I sent you this thumbnail, did you think I was calling you the next bachelorette? Like, is that what it looks like?
Okay, just the way that the outfit that I'm wearing and the positioning of that photo, it definitely looks like it could be like a promotional photo, but no, obviously I didn't think that, because obviously I know, but that would be kind of crazy. No, but I think it will be one of those three that's in that picture.
Yeah, well, you sent me a text telling me that you think Maria should be the bachelorette, but you also think that Joey should be with Kelsey, and you said something about Daisy. So you have a lot of like hot takes. So I wanted to have like the three of them in there. And then this is from your podcast, Fun on Weekdays, which everyone needs to listen to. So how is that
Yes.
going? Can you give us like an update on what's been going on?
Yeah, it's good. Okay, the last time that I saw you, we actually did a podcast together on my show. This was like 2.5 years ago in LA. I was not dating Connor at that time yet, actually. I don't think, or it was very, very fresh. And then I moved back to Austin at the beginning of the year. I was just in LA for a short stint, and then I started hosting events, and that was when I really like was filling up a lot more of my time with Fun on Weekdays. So now I host events for girls across the country to hopefully make new friends. And it's hard to meet people as adults, you know? It's not always like the easiest thing. You have Bumble BFF, which of course you can meet girls, but it's hard to get it out of the group chat, you know? So the events are a way for a lot of girls to come together all at once and be in a place where you know that there's other girls coming. But yeah, it's been really, really good. Honestly, I have been struggling with like how to do more. I just constantly feel like I need to do more and more events, and I don't know. I'm just at this point right now where I'm like, do I hire somebody or do I just like take it back? I'm not really sure. Just growing pains, but all good things for sure.
Well, there's always like you always want to do more. I think like as content creators, like do you ever feel like you want to make more and more videos too? Like how many videos can I make in a day? Like it's the constant grind.
Yeah, some days I can like pop out probably 15 TikToks, like no problem. And then there's other days where I don't really post that much. So I think it just kind of goes in ebbs and flows. But it's usually the days where I'm pretty productive in the morning and I'm doing something throughout the day that I'm not really thinking about it. I just like film and it makes it a lot easier. But your videos are obviously like recapping reality. There's like photos and green screens. There's so much involved in that. So to edit and film all of that is way more work, honestly, than what it is for me to just pick up my phone and film like moments throughout my day. So
See, I think
yeah, for
that's,
me, it's a
I
little different.
disagree though. I think it is
You
more work.
think?
I don't even know how to film moments throughout my day because when I'm doing my day, I'm doing my day and I don't use my phone. Like I put away my phone on the weekends. Like I sometimes don't really work at certain hours of the day because I know I'm going to be working at night. So I really disconnect from it. And then I only allow myself to go on TikTok when I know I'm going to post a video.
Oh my, I wish I had that. I wish I had that discipline. Yeah, my screen time, I think I got a notification the other day. It was like 11 hours a day. I'm like,
Oh
that
my
is
God.
so embarrassing. Like that is chronically online. But I have an employee, her name is Gabby, and she's my graphic designer. And so on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, she comes and works at my house. She's not here today because my family's coming tomorrow, and I have so much stuff to do. I'm like cleaning. It's a mad dash to get everything done. But on Tuesday, Thursdays, those are typically the days she works from home, and I'm specifically focusing on like my personal partnerships and content that I need to get done. So it helps definitely to have more of a routine. And then later at night, I don't post anything like late at night either. Connor gets home from work usually around like 7:30, 8. So at that point, it's like our time to chill. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're a few years in the business now. So am I. We've been making content since 2020, so we've known each other forever. But now, don't you feel like you've really got a hang of like how this whole content creation works, how starting a business works? Like, I think we're both like the same age too, like 26-ish. So like
Yeah.
I feel like we're like over that hump where like now we have our routine and like things are settled. and we don't have like everything we want yet. We're still striving for more, but like at least like we've got over that first hump of those like early 20s.
Yeah, I would say with social media, I think the one thing it teaches you is that you can always be more and want more, which is like kind of annoying because it makes it a lot harder to just appreciate what you have accomplished and what you do have in the moment, for sure. It also makes it a lot harder to just be present. Like you said, it is difficult to film moments of your life, you know, when you're spending time with your friends or your family or your partner on a date. It's like you don't always want to film everything, but it's annoying because those are always the moments that like are the most interesting to a lot of people that are interested in your life and like want to see what you're doing.
For sure. And it's definitely like a balance with what you decide to share or not. And I love that you share so much. I mean, sometimes I watch your videos, I'm like, is she really saying this right now?
And oh God.
Like you're just so candid and you're just like filming like it's like a FaceTime. It's like a Snapchat show, like your vlogs. I love it. So everyone go follow Jenna Palik on TikTok, go listen to her podcast, Fun on Weekdays. And if you're in the Austin area, you do events all over the country?
Yeah, I kind of stopped traveling this past year. Last year, I was traveling nonstop. And now that I have a lot of friends that are getting married and I have other things that are going on, it's like I can't travel every single week. I also have a dog and I just bought a house last summer. So it's like I'm trying to really stay in Austin as much as I can, but I'm trying to host things virtually, essentially, so that I can kind of like coordinate events for girls in different cities, but I don't necessarily have to be there, but I'm the one that's promoting it. I'm getting girls to go and I'm helping connect them. So yeah, I honestly forget what the question was.
No, I was just like telling everyone where they need to follow you if they do not already.
I literally just took it.
And then,
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I love it. Well, we are going to talk about The Bachelor. We're going to get Jenna's hot takes.
Okay.
Jenna does have a boyfriend from Hannah Brown season, Connor. So maybe you guys remember him. Is Connor watching with you?
Yeah, he watches every week with me. I have my girlfriends over every Monday night and he'll text me during work during the day and be like, are the girls coming over tonight? And he like looks forward to hanging out. We started inviting the other boyfriends as well. So it's just something fun we all do on Monday. And I grew up watching it. So it is interesting, like dating somebody who was on the show and also being somebody that was like so passionate about wanting to be on the show, which now I look back and I cringe. But yeah, I've definitely been watching as soon as the episodes come out and just love the season, actually.
It's such a good season. Like, I'm like, would not miss it for the world. Who is Connor's favorite on the show this season?
In terms of like the girls for Joey? Okay, yeah. So who's his favorite for Joey or who's his favorite for the next Bachelorette?
Oh, well, I guess, I mean, that's a question I have for you. That's a question I have for him. That's a question I have for our viewers. Who is just like his number one? I'm just curious.
Okay. So Connor reads the spoilers. I don't.
Okay.
So I'm like, of course, like he's going to have a different opinion when he knows like what happens, but I believe his favorite is Daisy. Which everybody loves Daisy. I think in the first episode, she had this like crazy fandom and she just grew so much on social media immediately. Hey girl, that's so fun that you can see their comments. Isabel, yeah. Hey girl.
Just wait till they give their opinions once we get into the drama of the show.
Wait, I love that though, because then you can like interact with people in the comments. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. But I think why people loved her so much was because you could tell immediately that her and Joey had a connection and it just felt like it felt really real. So I think that's why people have a really strong like love for her and also to her story. I think she's great. She's silly and she's honest and super cute. So I feel like she has that kind of girl next door vibe. Daisy or Kelsey? Is this my question? Is this for me or for everybody?
Yeah. So, okay. So Daisy is Connor's favorite. Your favorite is Maria, right?
Yeah. I love my girl Maria. As somebody who definitely is a bit confrontational at times and forward and direct, I definitely resonate with Daisy, with Maria, but I don't think that people who gravitate towards that type of personality are like the biggest fans of her. So I think that's where you see the divide between people who like the more soft-spoken, kind of go with the flow versus somebody who really likes someone that's like forward and direct and will tell you how it is. So I personally love Maria, but I also love Daisy too. And Daisy's followed me for a long time. And I didn't even know that until the season came out and she was a contestant. And so we're kind of like internet friends now too. And obviously rooting for her. I want her to find love. And I think even if she doesn't, or even if she does, like, she's going to be perfectly fine. So
I love it. I love both of them too. They're definitely the top two front runners, I think, for Bachelorette, because a lot of people think Kelsey's going to win. It's just leading up that way. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's been a lot of, like, people on TikTok who've edited clips of, like, them making it seem like Daisy's getting the first rose, but it really is Kelsey. The note thing was a total BS move.
Okay, the note was so stupid. I'm sorry. Yeah. That was the dumbest thing ever. That was the dumbest plot. Like,
ever.
When you have such, like, genuine, wholesome girls that, like, truly are in it for love, like, you know that that was fabricated drama. Like, I know for a fact that the producers told her, oh, you should write this note and you should make it say this, so that you can go to Joey and tell him, you know, how you're feeling. And she's thinking in her head, like, oh, this is going to validate him. He's going to know how I feel. This is going to be good for us leading into his hometowns. And obviously they know behind the scenes, like, Joey's struggling with whatever this mental block is. So they feed into it. But so annoying. The note was so dramatic. And for what? For nothing. It was such a letdown. But it's okay. I'm glad it wasn't something bad, because I really do like Kelsey with Joey. So
I kind of thought that, like, maybe she wrote a different note and then they took her note and replaced it, because it's obviously their handwriting. Yeah, like, and maybe she had to lie about it, because why would she write, we need to talk? And one of the things she said is that her biggest regret is the wording of the note, because that really got him paranoid and got him all tripped up, you know? Mm-hmm. But also, I think it is good for their relationship, because at least she now knows how much he cares. Because I almost feel like if it was somebody else who wrote that note, then maybe he could have found his way out. And we see that sometimes on the show where, like, the second you say something off, that's like the Bachelor being like, great, now I can send her home. Like when Jess said, I'm falling in love with you on the group date way too soon. So sometimes they look for that. But Joey was, like, visibly shaking and ready to fight for her. And that's why I feel like it's going to be Kelsey at the end.
Yeah, Jess was crazy for that, by the way. I'm like, girl, no, you're not. You love the idea of him. But also, like, I was never in that experience. I have no idea how that feels. Like, I'm sure it is a whirlwind of emotions. Oh, my God. Oh, she's one of our sponsors for my nonprofit event that's in a week or two. No, in a week and a half. She makes custom cakes.
Ooh, shout out Isabella.
Yes, custom cakes. She can make a bachelor-themed cake. That'd be so fun, like a rose.
Love it.
Wait, what were your thoughts on the Woman Tell All?
Yeah, let's talk about the Woman Tell All. Somebody actually did have a question for you about the Woman Tell All. Jenna, what do you think about how Maria pulled the girls together while in the hot seat? So she's basically asking about how Maria, she had the upper hand because, you know, the other girls were apologizing to her, and she just completely turned it around, gave everyone hugs, said we wanted to be the best of friends. You know, was Maria too nice? Was she, you know, just being the bigger person? Is this just, like, the best thing she could have done?
Yeah, I don't think she was being too nice, but I think people who don't like her would see that as being performative and see it as, like, capitalizing on a moment to be, like, a girl's girl and trying to, like, win people's, you know, approval. I think that if they didn't show behind the scenes of before they were truly airing, where Maria got up out of her seat and she ran over to Leia and, like, gave her a hug. And she's like, it's okay, girl, you got it. Like, we're almost done with this. Like, I think if they had not shown that happening before she had pulled all of the girls together, then I probably would have been like, okay, that was, that's, like, a little bit too much. Like, you're doing a little too much. But I think because of that, it really showed that I think really she's just trying to look out for everyone. And she knows how much hate people have gotten. And she knows that she has a literal, like, fandom cult behind her.
Yeah.
So if she's arguing with one of the girls in the hot seat, like, she knows that the way that she treats them and how she leaves it is going to be how her fans just perceive this person. So if she gets up and she makes peace and she's the one that's initiating that, then I think all of her fans have to be like, okay, actually, you know what? That was actually nice of her. So I think, I mean, I liked it. I think it took initiative. I've never seen anybody do that before. And I don't think it was performative. I think that's the kind of person she is. She likes confrontation when she thinks that someone's lying or, like, questioning her character. But she also doesn't want, I don't know. I feel like she doesn't want to be a bitch. Like, she doesn't want to be mean. She wants people to know that she's just trying to, like, set the record straight in a way.
Oh, I 100% agree with all of this. I think that she went into it knowing that she was going to call people out because she, mm-hmm. you know, people were lying on her name. And she did put on Twitter that she will only interrupt people when they are lying or not telling the truth. So mm-hmm. some of the flack she got is that she was a little combative in the beginning because, you know, she was like maybe not letting Jess speak. And, you know, she was just really coming in hot. And I think she just like had a lot to say. And I think some of the girls deserved it for screwing with her so much during the show. And she didn't even get to see that until watching it back. And think mm-hmm. about all of the girls that had her back. Pretty much every girl had her back except for Sydney, Leia, and Jess, those three on the end. Yeah. So I think she slayed it. And I think that she's just real and she's just herself. And I hope they make her the Bachelorette. I think it would be the most different season of all time. Don't you think?
I do. And I feel like what they really need in the lead is somebody who can handle confrontation. And like, they need to show how that person handles confrontation. I think Maria's approach to it is probably different than other people have in the past. I think it's probably similar to like Hannah Brown calling out Luke P with the podium. Like mm-hmm. I could draw parallels to that. And I could imagine that Maria would do the same with any guys that are like lying or doing her wrong. And I think that would be empowering and entertaining for us to watch. What I feel like we haven't seen with any of the other strong contenders for who could be the Bachelorette is like them be involved in any sort of drama. And I'm not saying that they should be, but if you, and obviously they might've been like off screen, off camera, that was not edited into the show. But if you don't know how somebody interacts in a room full of conflict, like you're going to be submersed in that when you are the lead. So it's hard to imagine how Daisy would react if there were a bunch of guys fighting in the house and she's going in and she's going to confront them and like set the record straight. Or same with like Lexi or Jen or any of these other girls that people want to be the lead. But I think they did a really good job of showing Maria's personality, her ability to like take charge. And then also the fact that like she was having a hard time opening up and being vulnerable, but she finally got there. So I think that she is like, I don't know. I just think that she's prime choice. People were saying they think she's too good for The Bachelor. What do you think about that?
She's already on The Bachelor. There's already like a contract now for her and they might cancel Paradise this year. So it's mm-hmm. not like she can really go on other shows for quite a bit. She definitely could be a whole star and celebrity. I think she's still new to fame. So like, yeah. You know, she needs to grow with The Bachelor now and then she could branch off later. I mean, she has a great personality. I hope she's The Bachelorette. And I think mm-hmm. I agree with you that she should and like all those reasons. But I do think a lot of times we see that the runner up is the most heartbroken and mm-hmm. they could have a quiet season like Becca Kufrin and then all of a sudden everyone's just like rallies behind them and this ending has been teased so much. And I'm dying to know your take. I'm dying to know what your theory is. This ending has been teased where Joey is just crying and it looks like someone is ghosting him, not showing up. And there's rumors that the girls have talked when they're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. There's a shot of him in the car driving by himself. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think like a lot of the TikToks that I saw is that they think the girls chatted after like their hometowns or whatever, or like Daisy just had a hunch. I really think it's Kelsey in the end. But also I feel like you can almost tell based off of how girls post on social media after the show. If you're being like, tune in to watch me on The Bachelor, like I don't think you go very far. If you're being very casual about it and kind of playful and silly, I think that you make it towards the end. But now just the way that like Daisy has been sharing more of her story online, Lexi's been sharing more of her story, Maria's been opening up like other things about her life and her experience, I think you can start to tell how things play out based on how they're posting. Cause you're not necessarily seeing like Kelsey do that. She's kind of like playing it cool. But I think that, I mean, your intuition tells you a lot, whether you want to listen to it or not. So I think that maybe Daisy shows up, she's the first person and she knows it's not her. So she sends herself home, but yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. Cause then yeah. I'm like, but why would he be so chucked up about that? Cause if he was going to send her home anyways, maybe he was like contemplating what he was going to do, but I don't know. It seems like he's really, It seems like he's really head over heels for both of them. So I could be totally wrong, but.
I think he was like a little overconfident with Daisy. I mean, last week he said, I know Daisy will propose if I say yes.
And Yeah.
And I think that he almost likes that there's still a little bit of a chase with Kelsey. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he's going to go for. I do think from social media, she has been doing tune into The Bachelor. She's doing what I'm doing, weekly recaps, you know, in her own way. And I do think that a lot of these girls maybe are auditioning to be the next Bachelorette on TikTok, you know, because that's the world we live in now on social media. And I think Daisy's killing it on social media.
I mean, I love it.
Lean in, tune in. You know, honestly, like I've been doing a lot of Bachelor TikToks more than ever recently. Like I try and mix things up, but with the finale and with this tell-all, like I'm going to lean into what people want and I'm going to give them all the Bachelor because that's what's going on right now. And I'm here for everyone leaning into the show. And I think that it's cool that they can just like engage with the audience that we've never seen before.
Yeah, I think that this season really revived the interest in like a younger generation. And I think honestly, when I compare like Daisy, for example, my parents have the strongest opinion that like Daisy has to be the Bachelorette. And I'm like, yes, I love her. I think she's so sweet and she's like goofy and down to earth. I love her. Like, I really do. I think Daisy is like maybe more millennial, like our parents. Wait, what's the generation that's like our parents' generation? What is that? It's above millennial.
I know. I don't remember. Grown.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. Like the middle age, like people who have been watching Bachelor for years and years, like decades since it started. I mean, I watched it since I was like a little girl with my parents.
Yeah.
And I think Maria really appeals to Gen Z. And I think that if Bachelor is trying to become relevant again, I will say their editing so much better. Their social media so much better. I think that they really are like
Gen X.
Gen X. Is that what they, I guess so.
And boomers.
Okay. Gen X and boomers. I don't know why I didn't know that, but I really think Maria appeals to Gen Z. So it would be wise of them to make her the Bachelorette just because they would lean into a younger audience and like, obviously to keep the show alive for another 20 years.
Like because like the older audience is going to watch regardless. Like we've been watching forever. We're not going to stop watching whoever it is. And I think Daisy would make a really good Bachelorette.
I do
like,
too. Yeah.
Like, is I would be happy for Daisy, but I mean, you can't pass up Maria. And if they're not doing a paradise, like you can't pass up a character like Maria with the layers, the depth, the personality, the pizzazz. Like you just can't pass up a star of your season. And if they could make Hannah Brown and Caitlin Bristow, like two really wild choices, I think that they are going to pick Maria and it's going to be absolutely God's gift to earth if Maria's the Bachelorette. Like that is just like a present for us, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure like the viewership would be all the way back up if Maria was the lead for sure. Okay, my question, who do you envision would be, obviously like they're both dating Joey, but in the real world, like if you were to put together a group of guys for both Maria and for Daisy, who do you think you could see both of them with?
Like as far as like past Bachelor contestants or celebrities?
No, more so just like character wise or like physical appearance wise. Like who do you envision Maria to go for and who she would be drawn to personality wise versus who Daisy would maybe be attracted to and go for?
But that's why I think that we should do a Gabby and Rachel again and just have both of them and like figure out what didn't work last time and do it this time.
Maybe, but like, what if we just did it back to back and they both get their own season? Because
I didn't like
them sharing guys. Yeah, I didn't like them sharing guys.
But the thing is that it's just too many Bachelorettes because we're going to have a Golden Bachelorette.
I know.
And they might cancel Paradise. Like, we can't have so many Bachelorettes in a row. Like, I think that The Bachelor is sometimes more interesting. Like, then you want to see The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Then you want to go to the spinoff show. Like, it would be too much.
Yeah, I think people are only really invested in The Bachelorette when they're truly invested in the lead. Mm-hmm. And that, like, love and support for the lead typically comes from them being on, you know, The Bachelor. Yeah. But I personally love watching The Bachelor more because, like, I love the outfits. I love watching the girls, like, the girls chit-chat. I don't know. But
me too.
Just, like, the last really good Bachelorette season we had, in my opinion, was Hannah Brown. I just thought that she was entertaining in herself. She had such a strong personality, which I feel like I honestly don't even think it's the lead's fault. I think everybody has an amazing personality. Like I love Gabby, love Rachel, love everybody who's been a lead, even Katie. I think Katie's funny. I know unpopular opinion. I like her, but yeah. I think that The Bachelor has a way of editing it that they take out all of the fun. And then you're like, oh, the only conversations you ever see are the really deep emotional ones. You're like, yes, thank you for telling me how I feel. I'm like, show me them doing something like a little bit more lighthearted, because your day-to-day relationship is not like this. I need to see what they're like when they're grocery shopping or something, putting a piece of furniture together. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, back to your original question, I can kind of see Daisy with someone a little bit more country and from the South.
Okay.
Like, I always think it's interesting because Joey's like a Jersey boy. He's from Philly, and like Kelsey's from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Maria's from Canada. Rachel's from Hawaii. Like, he has very different girls from all over. Mm-hmm. And I kind of see Maria with like a guy who has tattoos, who has some.
Me too.
Swag.
Yeah, like swag.
You know, I think Maria would have guys really arguing over her during her season. I think there'd be some crazy guy drama over Maria because of how spicy she is and how she has the ability to just turn everyone on. Cause she's like, did you see that scene when she came in that mini dress?
No, we all saw. Yeah, of course. We all saw that. I think that I don't necessarily see her with somebody that's like a big, like burly meathead though. I don't know. Like, I see her being with somebody who on the outside looks very like manly, like can protect her. I don't know. But then on the inside, I think like they have to have a soft spot, just like Joey has, and that ability to be like charismatic and sensitive at times. Like, I think she really needs that. And then I think Daisy, I could see with her with somebody that's like kind of goofy and silly and lighthearted. I think sometimes, at least in the clips they show of Joey, he's like a little serious. But I feel like, I don't know. I totally agree with you on maybe like a Southern guy for Daisy.
Yeah.
For like sure. A rancher, like a cowboy, a legit cowboy from like The Last Ride. You ever seen that movie? Oh, so good.
But also I feel like Joey is so likable. And when Maria and Joey were fighting, I was always team Joey. I like the way he handled things. I think Joey's really fun, great, whatever. So I think if Joey and Daisy break up, if Daisy like does something shady on the breakup, doesn't show up, crosses boundaries, like maybe we'll side with Joey and we won't feel as bad for her if she leaves on her own accord.
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like she's not a shady person. So I don't feel like she would ever have any sort of like.
Well, not shady, like, but like if she breaks up with him or we're not going to feel as bad for her.
No, that is so true, because she's like somewhat taking back her power. But then I think that in the same way, people could really resonate with that and be like, I love that for her. She knows that like this is not the one. So I don't know. I could see it going both ways. Because a lot of women wish that they had the strength and courage to be able to do that, to be able to pull themselves out of a relationship when they know that it's not going to be like the right one. And I think a lot of people could look at Daisy and just really admire her for that. So instead of maybe like feeling really, really bad for her and like empathetic, I think they would resonate in a different way, which could just be like another really good storyline to build up her lead and how she's taking back, you know. I could see it going so many ways, but I honestly feel like they haven't decided yet. I do think social media has played a really big part, but like, I mean, at the Women Tell All, nobody had a sign like Maria's fans. Like,
but Daisy hasn't had her moment yet. Like, this was Maria's week.
That's so true.
Daisy wasn't on TV this week. I mean, they edited in that rose ceremony, but like next week is like, you know, her pitch, right? If she gets runner up and Kelsey wins. So I think Maria won this week. A lot of people are commenting Lexi did a great job, as well as Jen. They both had hot seats. Rachel did a great job.
Rachel.
Yeah, let's talk about Rachel. And then I want to hear your thoughts on some of the girl drama. But the heavy stuff was obviously Rachel and the social media backlash and bullying she was getting. I knew the bullying she was getting. I read the comments and I thought it was ridiculous. I thought that people were mad that obviously people are racist, but I also thought people were mad that she just stayed on the show when, you know, he wasn't falling in love with her like he was falling in love with the other women. And then they took the Maria context at the rose ceremony when she was like, what did you guys talk about? Like, they ran with that, which was ridiculous. The trolls were trolling and it was just so inappropriate and wrong.
I know. I do feel really bad for her, because I cannot imagine, like, I mean, I get my fair share of hate, but I cannot imagine like the influx of hate that you get from like a millions and millions of people that are watching you and critiquing you. And I don't know, I feel really, really bad for her. It seemed like she was really emotional about it. I'm sure it's only getting hopefully it's getting a little bit better now that
she spoke out. But now that she spoke up about it, it has to get better. Yeah.
I think it was also a lot of Maria's fans, to be honest, that were pissed at Rachel because Maria got sent home and Rachel got to stay. Yeah. So I think that it was people that were just being, people would just so mean for no reason. People are keyboard warriors. I know she said that in Women's Hall, yeah. But it's just
Rachel's
insane.
Rachel's have a tough time in Bachelor Nation historically.
Yeah. Yeah. Rachel Lindsay. Oh my gosh.
That Rachel Recchia too. Long.
Rachel Recchia too. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's a Rachel thing.
But also there is a lot of racism in Bachelor Nation, and there has been in the fan base for a while, I think, just because it is a lot of middle America and white people who watch the show. So,
oh my God. Yeah. And it's a lot of
And it's just messed up. So I think that people need to not talk shit so much. I mean, I think it's okay to give her a hard time about maybe the connection being behind, but other than that, I thought it was completely inappropriate.
I also would, say that I think that they had a really great relationship though. We don't know because we don't see it, but it just seemed like they were really comfortable with each other in the sense that they could really work out in real life. Like if they were living in Hawaii and they met, I genuinely think that they would fall in love if they were not put in this.
They could have met in
situation.
Hawaii.
Yeah. I truly could have seen Joey and Rachel together. And I don't know why people are so against it or saying he doesn't like her or whatever his body language. I'm like, I think he did really like her. I think he really respected her. Yes. I think that they had a really great friendship as the foundation of their relationship. And I think sometimes that's kind of what you need. You need to build your relationship based on your friendship first. And I think they just had a slow burn, but obviously slow burns don't really work in this scenario. So
could you have done the cliff jumping thing where she hurt her jaw?
No.
Would you do it? She made it to level 3.
No, I wouldn't. I would do the first level.
I think I would do the first two.
I don't even know if I would get to the second level. I would do the first one, but I would be very apprehensive about it. But if I were to ever fill out one of those surveys when they're casting for people, I would never ever put that my fears are jumping off things, skydiving, heights, because you know that they use all of your fears against you so that they can make these dates so that you have to overcome something with this person. So I would just act I'm not fazed. I would love to do that.
It's because we know too much now. They usually try and find people who aren't fans of the show. But now it's inevitable that everyone's a fan of the show that applies and goes on because of the way it is. Otherwise, why would you even do it at this point? When you were applying for the show, or if you applied, what season was that?
Oh, my God. It's so funny because I look back now and I'm like, what is wrong with me? It was 2020. Because I was just graduating college and it was COVID. I was moving to Austin. I was single. And I was just literally nothing else is happening right now. The world is shut down. I don't have my job yet. I'm not about to start it. I had a job, but I hadn't started it yet. So I'm like, if there was ever a time, it's going to be now. But also I was 22 years old.
I mean, it would have been so fun for you to look back on.
I mean, it was fun to lean into the videos and stuff on TikTok make fun of it. And as somebody who grew up watching the show, you get to an age where you're like, oh, if I'm ever single at this age, I would have so much fun on the show. And I feel like I would do a really good job of connecting with someone. And also too, you get to be paired up with somebody that you might not actually date in the real world, which I think is really good because a lot of times the reason why you don't find the person for you is because
how else would you meet them?
Type of person. Yeah. But I'm glad it didn't work out, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
But now I can look back and laugh at it and cringe too, for sure.
Oh my God, you would have been iconic. But a lot of people think that you are on the show or that you were just because you're dating Connor and your videos back in the day. So I feel like we need to keep letting them think that. And I kind of leaned into this when I made the thumbnail this week. That Jenna Palik is in fact the next Bachelorette.
Yeah. If anybody ever asks me what season I was on, I'm just going to say oh, it's an exclusive season. It's on Hulu, but you have to have a premium membership for it to see it. I don't know. I'll tell them something.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you just quick questions about this drama. Did you think Sydney and Leia were the true villains and Jess, like, did you think that they were really, like, messed up? What would you have done with the date card? Let's start there.
Okay. With the date card, I would have also disposed of it too, but I don't think I would have made it as big of a deal because I think,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. It's so hard to say like what you would or wouldn't do. I wouldn't keep it though, because if I wasn't asked to go on a date, I would never steal that from somebody else. I feel like that's kind of embarrassing, to be honest. Like if you weren't asked, then like, don't go and don't steal it. But also too, the producers are picking who's going on the dates. Joey's not really picking who's going on the dates. He might have like a little bit of say, but like,
it would have came into play. If she kept it, I think it would have came into play.
Oh, and she definitely would have used it, I feel like.
And I think that I understand when she explained it, like, done and out of it, like, I understood mm-hmm. what she was saying, but I also felt like the tears and the drama, they gave me a take, like, that was, like, so dramatic. So I understand why the girls were giving her shit for that. But I did love her apology when she was like, I saw that girl on TV and I rooted for her. We all rooted for her. Mm-hmm. So those are my thoughts on Leia. What did you think of her?
I mean, I think everybody has a different opinion when they watch the show back and they can see it from a different lens. And you have so much feedback on social media. Like, for example, Sydney saying, we're going to win. Forget your hat.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I don't know what that means either. Even Sydney said, like, you're right. Like, I was annoying on the show. Like, and I'm sorry. And I was wrong. And I think that you have a different perspective in hindsight. I don't think Leia was wrong. Like, I think she had some moments where she was insecure or being a little catty and it was like not necessary at all, but it got blown so far out of proportion. If you go back and watch some of the original seasons of this show, when social media wasn't a thing, I genuinely feel like social media made her into this villain that she wasn't. Like, yeah, she did something that was like kind of catty, but
no, but the girls didn't like her. It wasn't like all the girls were yelling at her during the tell-all. Like, they're not going to be mad for no reason.
Oh yeah, well, I know. I'm like, I wonder what other context is there. I think that's because she
not just Medina. The note. It was that she was mad at Medina for becoming friends with Maria because she was in that clique and being so nice to Sydney. And clearly Sydney wanted everyone to hate Maria. Like, I think that Sydney was the one like creating a divide, but I think that she humbled herself. Just, you know, she was listening more and less talking, which I think is good.
I feel like they just came to terms with the fact that like people are not going to be on their sides. So it's either agree to apologize and win back some respect from people or continue to fight and continue to defend yourself and just have annoy more people. Yeah. And like look bad. But I mean, I think that Leia at first, she came off like really sweet girl. And then I think when the Medina thing happened, it was kind of like, that was kind of like the downfall. But I do think if she hadn't burned the note, then she would have used it after that instance. Who knows? Oh,
she could have used it to steal Maria's date, or she could have used it to steal the two on one date. And then she could have, you know, blocked out the 2-on-1 date.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's true.
Or she could have gone on the date with Sydney since they were such close friends.
Exactly. I know. Can you imagine? That would have been funny.
There was other ways to play it if they kept it.
And, you know, I think it's funny too, because when the producers were like, oh, let's do this different advantage, like they've never done anything like that before. I think it was somewhat of an approach to be kind of similar to like Love Island, you know, where you get this advantage and nobody knows about it and you'll get the text and you're supposed to like play this game and try and use it to your advantage. I think it was supposed to add this other element, and then she burns it and they're probably like, oh, because I think it would have been really entertaining to watch her to steal that date. And I do think that they should bring in more aspects to the show that are a little bit more like fresh and interactive with the viewers. Like Bachelor Nation is just so loyal and passionate about the show that I think it would be cool. Obviously, you know, it's filmed so far in advance, but with Love Island, how you can like vote people on or off and you can put them together and, you know, you can like have your say. I think that would do really, really well with like a younger generation to get even more involved in Bachelor. But
well, some people were like, is this Survivor? What is this twist?
I know. Yeah.
But they also bring in like the reason she got that date card is because America voted her. So that's how they're trying to do it. They bring in five girls at after the final rose. And then America votes on Twitter, like while it's live, who's your favorite of the five girls. And that's why Leia got that card.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. So I actually did not watch that part of it. So who were the other four girls that were brought out?
I don't really remember because it was just so quick. It's like they come in, they say one sentence to Joey, and it's like you know, I don't remember. I only remember the girl who wins, but they've been doing that the last couple of years.
Yeah, so they did that when Connor was on Hannah's season and he brought out the little step stool for her. I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then I looked him up and I was like,
yeah,
I love him.
I know, right? Do you think Joey is like the best bachelor of all time?
I think he's great. I love him. Like, I think he's awesome. I think he was the perfect choice. I don't think he looks like Jesse Palmer, which we've had way too many bachelors that look exactly like him. I just think that he brought a different uniqueness that is just like really interesting to people. And I also think too, he's like a really good guy to his core. It doesn't seem like he ever went on the show, like for the clout of the show. So he also has that going for him. And also just the way the girls have spoken about him and how he's reached out to them and treated them after the show, I think proves that he has really good character. So I'm sure this is like not the end. I think they'll definitely continue to lean into like the Joey fandom and bring him back for the next season as like a guest host or a guest judge for something. And I'm sure he'll stick around.
I want him on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, wait. I do too, but I don't know if he'll make it very far. Just he did do stuff with the love.
Yeah, based on the love.
There is some potential there with that date that he had with Rachel and those like tap dancing shoes. So I could see that.
No, like the hot guy on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if you watch. Have you ever seen it? Like Harry Jowsey was getting a lot of flack last season, but people loved him and Riley, so they voted for him. And the year before, Vinny was getting a lot of flack, but they loved him. And his partner. So they, you know, kept him on.
Yeah. I was like very invested in Dancing with the Stars this past season, purely for the Riley and Harry allure.
I love Dancing with the Stars. I just got my tickets yesterday. I'm going to the live tour in LA next week. And I'm so excited.
That's so exciting. And it's actually funny too, because we were watching one of the shows and you were at the live recording for one of the shows this past season. And they flashed you and me and Connor stopped it. And we're like, is that Zachary Reality?
Yes, I was there a few times. So I go every year. The last 2 years, and I make content, and it's like so much fun. So maybe we'll have you back on the podcast to talk about Dancing with the Stars later this year.
Yeah, that's fine. Bring me as your plus one. I'll go to the show.
Oh, I don't even get plus ones.
Ah, limited seating.
It's limited. Well, I can like backstage, so it's like, you know, I'm there to work. Awesome. But before I let you go, wait, what were you gonna say?
No, I was going to ask you did you go to the season with Charlie? Oh, I love Charlie D'Amelio. I literally love her.
Yes,
She's so freaking cute.
I went last year when I was rooting for Gabby.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a lot of good people on that season though. Like,
yeah, it's such a good show. I'm like, I love watching it and stuff. I want to know how Waterboy is doing and how that's all going.
Yeah, it's going so well. It's crazy. When last time I saw you, we had moved to LA for a couple months and they had just started Waterboy. So Waterboy was started in 2021 at the beginning of the year, and they did a pre-order during the summer, and then they finally got inventory and they kind of like fully launched that later in the year. So they've grown so much. They're on Amazon. You can buy them in every Foxtrot. They're expanding, I think, quicker than they even know what to do with. And it's just so awesome. They've like really fixed a bit of the flavor and the formula and the packaging and all the things. So to see them working so hard, I'm like very, very proud of Connor. And I obviously am like a bit biased because I've seen his journey along the way. And I think it's really cool that he's been able to do something that's so disassociated like with The Bachelor. But if you're listening and you don't know what Waterboy is,
tell him.
I got a whole pitch. Connor started Waterboy and, well, I just told you this.
Just tell them what it is. So like, when you're, just get to the point.
I know, I'm getting to the stage.
Help you. Like, no, don't, it's not a whole, just tell them that
it's a hangover recovery.
Yes.
There's zero sugar, 3 times the electrolytes, ginger, L-theanine. It helps with your anxiety, your shakes. Literally, if you're hungover, you drink it 30 to 40 minutes later, you'll feel brand new. And I'm actually relaunching my collab with Waterboy. So it's fruit punch flavor. It comes out at the end of April. And the packaging is all pink and orange. It's super cute. So for all the girls who do like bachelorette trips and their weddings and stuff, and you want the hydration product that's actually good for you, gluten-free, pregnant safe. Yeah, it's cute. So you can get my pink version of it. Otherwise, their packaging is cute too.
Love it. Yeah, I've had a couple Waterboy surprise packages to my door. So gotta return the favor. We've known each other forever. So I've always rooted for you. And I know vice versa. Same with Connor. So send him my love. And
I will.
Love that we're able to do podcasts every now and then and catch up. So I just love
that. Yes, so
I love collabing with you. And I know we have a lot of mutual followers. So I hope that you guys were excited to hear this and watch this and listen.
Yeah, so fun. Thanks for having me. I'm sure we got to reconnect when The Bachelorette is announced. And then we have to do another recap next season. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Okay. Bye, Jenna. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for coming on. And thank you all so much for listening and watching. And make sure to give this video a thumbs up and hit subscribe. And we will see you guys in the next one. Bye. See ya.